This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Singer-songwriter John Oates returns to his roots this week, performing in Cape May at Convention Hall and headlining the Philadelphia Folk Festival in Upper Salford outside of Philadelphia. He grew up in North Wales and attended Temple University, where he met Daryl Hall. They formed the band Daryl Hall and John Oates in the 70s, which enjoyed international fame over the course of five decades. Their enduring new wave soul hits include Kiss on My List, I Can't Go for That, and She's Gone. 20 years ago, they were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. 10 years ago, they made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, Oates performs music of his pre-fame liking, steeped in Americana, blues, jazz, folk, gospel, and roots. He's released 6 solo albums. His latest record is called Reunion. Oates lives in Nashville. He recently spoke with me about the music he's been making.
Walk along the levee silhouetted by a crescent moon. When the sun starts rising, hitting 94, the clock strikes noon. Don't you know?
Songs with names of places, they feel very organic. Let's start with Arkansas that we hear as we're talking. Is this song about a place or about a feeling or both?
Both. It was inspired by a place. It was a little town called Wilson, Arkansas, about 25 miles northwest of Memphis. And at one time, it had been a huge cotton plantation. It was along the banks of the Mississippi River. And Highway 61, the Blues Highway, goes right down the middle of the town. And it kind of epitomized this great American music tradition that comes up the Mississippi River, you know, created the blues and stopped in Memphis and stopped in St. Louis and became something else and eventually to Chicago and evolving into rock and roll. And I just felt as a songwriter, I wanted to try to capture whatever I was feeling at that moment.
Yeah, and places really help us gain this sense of identity.
You're right. I mean, every place you're in, you know, I was born in New York City, but I grew up in Pennsylvania and eventually moved to Philadelphia. Philadelphia was a major, major part of my musical life. The folk music that I heard, Mississippi John Hurt and Doc Watson, during the early 60s, during the folk revival, the great R&B and soul music that I heard at the Uptown Theater, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, you know, Otis Redding, The Miracles, and so on and so forth. They all informed something about what I do today. You know, I put my own original twist on it. But deep down inside, that musical DNA, it makes me who I am.
In the song I Found Love, it's about identity.
I knew a man thought he had everything. The world was on a string. But now it's come undone.
You say, I knew a man who thought he had everything, and then this character in the song takes a fall, doesn't see what's really important in life, like love and someone to love. I think the lyric is, it's the gift, not the prize we are searching for. Is this a philosophy that you have grown to embrace, have always had?
Didn't have love.
That was a discovery that I made in the late 90s after I really had stepped off the hamster wheel of touring for quite a while. During the 90s, Daryl and I really weren't doing very much. I met my future wife, built a house, had a kid, and that song is directly related to her and to the things that I discovered by becoming a father and a husband and really putting my music into perspective and not allowing my music to become the only thing in my life.
I listened to that song and I'm looking for an answer to, you know, who we are. It's your answer, but then it kind of becomes my answer too. Isn't that the wonderful thing about the sort of magical sharing of your music? Your story becomes something I can, you know, it can resonate with me.
Well, that's kind of the way I define having a hit. You know, there's a lot of levels of hits, you know. It's not only your chart position. It's really whether your music somehow touches or reaches or resonates with someone.
Well, the song All I Am, it's about simplicity, being grounded below the stars. It's a really lovely moment.
I wrote that song a long time ago. I wrote that song when my son was born. It's a song about projecting what I would like, perhaps, him or people to think of me if I wasn't there.
Here we are at one road's end. You and me just hand in hand.
it's really a very symbolic of all the songs on the album. This is a very mature album. It's a very thoughtful album. It's a very introspective album. And that song, I've been saving that song for years, literally since the late 90s. I didn't have the proper place for it. This album was the perfect format for it.
The title song, Reunion, feels familiar to me. Why do you think that is? Like, do you get that a lot from people?
That could be good or it could be bad. I'm hoping you feel like it's good. That song was inspired by my dad. He just turned 101. It's about going to the next level, the next Bardo, the next place that we all are going to end up eventually. Not so much about passing away as it is rediscovering something in myself. It's the reuniting of myself with what I was talking about earlier, with the guy that I used to be, the guy that was inspired by music as a child.
You can look to the stars for an answer when it's right at your door. You can wait all your life for a chance. There can be something more.
So I'm picturing you under the stars, a beautiful night at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. You said you went when you were younger. Have you gone in recent times?
No, I haven't been there in years and years. I have this crazy connection to the Philadelphia Folk Festival. When I was a freshman at Temple University and I moved to Center City, I was looking for a part-time job. So I went to Esther Halpern's School of Folk Music on Walnut Street at 23rd. And I walked in with my guitar and said, "Hi, I'm looking for a job." And she said, "Play me something." So I did. And she said, "Well, you can teach the beginners and the intermediates." And she introduced me to a guy named Jerry Ricks, who was in another little studio in the back of the house, said, "He's teaching the advanced students." I said, "Oh, good. Well, then I'll just take lessons from him, too." And he became one of my best friends and mentors. And Esther Halpern and her husband, they were the original people who created the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Going back to play is going to be really emotional and really amazing. It's a true full circle moment.
Well, thank you so much. This has been great.
Yeah, really good interview. Very deep. I didn't know this is where we were going, but I like it.